In June, Wrangellsboro Assembly approved a $2.5 million purchase of the former sawmill property 6 miles southwest from downtown Wrangell. On December 14th, with the help of a landscape architect, the borough administration held a community forum to see what residents envision for the site.
All right, well, I guess we're starting because Carol made me stop eating my cookie. So,
Borough Manager Jeff Good explained it's important to the administration and the assembly to hear from Wrangell residents about what they want to see happen to the site.
Just to kind of clarify, there's been some rumors going around that we've already had offers on the property and we've sold the property. We haven't. There's been no plans for the property because we wanted to do this first. So we wanted to get feedback from the community to see what the community wants. Because not only is that property going to drive what happens out at 6 Mile, but it could drive what happens down at downtown as well. So the biggest point for us is to get feedback from the community, see what the thoughts are, whether that's light industrial, tourism, and get feedback to see where we should head from here.
The former mill is 42 acres, currently zoned for waterfront development, although Economic Development Director Carol Rushmore says that could change.
It's deep water. It is probably one of the very last deep water industrial sites for development opportunities within Southeast Alaska.
Rushmore acknowledged there's some irony that the former beating heart of Wrangell's economy could bring new life to the island's slowly shrinking financial state.
It was an economic driver for this community. It was critically important until it closed. And with the borough now having that, is it an opportunity to create that same driver for the community right now, for the economic benefit to the community? So the question that we're kind of looking at tonight is sort of the overall vision. What are the things that the community would like to see and accept out there? And we're trying to just sort of get that direction.
It's not going to be an easy development process, whatever the direction. The bulkhead along the water at the property is deteriorating. The site needs electrical hookups, and the sewer and water utilities end about a quarter mile to the north and will have to be extended to reach the site. There are also 3 sunken vessels, a tug and 2 barges, which might or might not interfere with deep water activities. Juneau-based landscape architect Chris Myrtle is a frequent visitor in Wrangell, most recently for the ribbon cutting of the town's Mariners Memorial and for a walkthrough of a proposed trail system expansion. Myrtle facilitated a discussion event where attendees were randomly split into groups to talk about the economic future of the mill site and Wrangell as a whole.
What isn't working well in Wrangell that could be improved? So this is a pretty big global question that we're calling opportunities.
Community members discussed what should and could be developed at the old mill site, writing on post-it notes provided and grouping ideas together. Popular ideas included moving barge services out of downtown to the site or expanding the community's marine service center and boat haul-out.
Well, it's got to be on the water. It can't be somewhere that's not right on the water.
Greg Meissner was Wrangell's harbor master for nearly 20 years.
Some of these things would have to go there. I mean, it's like I put bigger shipyard out there. Mm-hmm. The only place that thing could go would be on the water on a lot. Mm-hmm. I think we're all smart enough to realize we'll never develop a 20-acre fill anywhere. We'll all be dead before that even got permitted.
Right. Beyond just industry development, groups were also asked to brainstorm what amenities or improvements could supplement that industry. Sylvia Edifa owns a local tour company.
At the mill site, we could have car rental. At the mill site, we could have a bus station. Mm-hmm. At the mill site, we could have housing, like a little motel. You know, that's one of the things happening in the shipyard right now. There's people that want to come and get hauled out, who don't want to be living on their boat on the blocks.
Meissner pointed out that it's tough to say what small amenities might take away from downtown business.
Well, some things you can choose to be in competition with downtown, so is that really a net gain, or are you stealing a penny from down Front Street? You know, like if I said a shipyard, well, they could sure use a small hardware store, but that going to be taking money out of Front Street, is that a plus or not?
After around an hour of discussion, groups shared their conclusions and takeaways. Here's Public Works Director Tom Wader, acting as spokesperson for his group.
Our future headline, no more milling around. Wrangell's industrial diversification pays off. And key insights for our group here, strategic funding, possibly a regional waste processing facility, and certify our development process with goals, timelines, and follow-through.
Mayor Patty Gilbert said the forum was the start of an ongoing dialogue as the borough tries to make the best decision for Wrangell's economic future.
When the assembly purchased the mill site, the one thing that we insisted on is we're not going to sit on it. We're going to use it for economic development. So that's why tonight was so very important, and it's only the first step. We're going to keep reaching out to the community to come up with the ideas that the community wants out there.
At the moment, there's no grand conclusion. Ideas for the site ranged from developing a regional recycling facility to enhancing tourism to developing a technical college. No matter what the final development consensus turns out to be, borough officials admit it'll be an uphill trek to secure funding to properly develop the site. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.